things. How strong is your connection this time to us? I am sure that you must feel the power of connection this time.
It happens more when we're all together.
Yes. More energy is available. But not always. Tonight, you almost can feel the strong connection between you. As you progress along your own pathways of evolution, you, my dear friends, are becoming much more aware of your own individual connections, not only to us in this world, but to those who are part of your everyday living. There is within you all a strong light which is now visible to many upon this earth. They are drawn to that strong connection which each one of you has with our world. Whether they know or you know of that connection, no matter, it exists. But I know that each one of you is now aware of what you give to others. And that also is part of your life plan. Not one of you can avoid this pathway, because it is there for all to see. Would you agree?
Yes, it was right.
This would be one of our chosen things to do of this lifetime.
At this stage of your development, that is part of your life's plan. Yes. I have told you that you have come together this time for a purpose, and that is part of your purpose. Let your knowledge not be retained only by yourselves, but that knowledge be given to many others with whom you come into contact. This, my dear friends, I know you have achieved for many of your years, since first I came to you. You have willingly and lovingly given of yourselves not only your words, but your time to many, many others, in order that the truth may become more widely known.
And of course we gain a lot from that as well.
You are evolving each step of the way. You must, because when the spirit is to the fore, then there can be no other way.
Yes.
When you recognize the true self, the spirit within, then all becomes freedom. Freedom from fear and anxieties of this earth. You become free to be the spirit within. You understand?
Yes.
Do you have any questions about this? Have you any doubts about your own developments?
I think we're beginning to understand that simply following our pathway forward is connected so strongly with our own spiritual evolution. I think we begin to see that as a powerful connection now.
Yes. You see, with the spiritual eyes, it has taken you much time, my dear friends, to realize that when you see with spiritual eyes, all of life changes. And some of you have experienced these changes, we know. All powerful is your thinking. All powerful are your words. All powerful is your connection to our world.
Yes, I think it was Aristotle who said of psychic connection, it is not so much to learn something as to experience.
Yes. We have discussed this, my friend. It is the experience which is uppermost for you. Yes. How else do you learn without the experience?
Yes, and I had a question in mind actually, which was about intellectual thinking as opposed to spiritual thinking.
Yes.
And while the spiritual thinking or experience seems so simple in its way forward, by comparison, the intellectual thinking is so much more complicated and cluttered,
yes.
Especially when it connects to science and politics. And perhaps this is why you have said on occasions that one can become too intellectual. It is a danger, or something to that effect. I was wondering if it is simply that the intellectual complexity crowds out the possibility of spiritual enhancement.
Yes, of course. Let me, have I not always said to you, my dear friends, when first I came to you to speak, did I not tell you that always my words would be simple? Because, you see, my dear friends, the truth is simple. But yes, I agree with you. Mankind has initiated a pattern of intellectual thinking which has crowded his mind into confusion. So I say to you, always to think simply, and the answer to any question you may have will also be simple.
Well, this does suggest that some of our scientific methods, which involve incredible complexity in order to seek proof of some small point, I feel perhaps this is overdone and it's not quite the right pathway. I'm not sure where I'm going here, but perhaps one should either not seek ultimate proof of things that are spiritual, but more head towards the inner feeling of what is correct.
Yes.
Yes.
It is the feeling which is the most important. It matters not about proof, but mankind today relies heavily on what you term proof. The only proof that you need lies within. Lies within without words, but with feeling. With that inner knowledge of what and who you are. That is all the proof that any individual needs. But your scientists do have complex thoughts. Not always wrongly, because they have achieved much.
Yes, yes.
But one thing I have learned is that when we open to spirit and we recognize the true source of power, what we actually do becomes easier.
Yes.
But that is one thing I've noticed, that life doesn't need to be particularly hard work. We need dedication, but with dedication to spirit as well as the task, the actual task itself is not so difficult.
It is the inner feeling,
yeah,
of the problem which will help you in all of life's everyday happenings.
Yeah.
Yes. I am afraid, my dear friends, that many times you are the creator of your own problems.
Yeah.
When all so often there is no need for fear or worry. Remember what we have spoken about love and fear. And your everyday problems stem mainly from fear of some kind.
Yes.
So I'm happy that scientific reason has produced wonders of understanding of
yes.
the laws, of the physical laws of the universe. But it is when that reason tries to probe the details of spiritual connection that it doesn't seem to work.
It does not and will not work whilst they use physical thinking.
Yes.
That is the problem.
Yes, physical thinking is for physical matters.
Yes. Yes,
yes, I think we've clarified a good point.
We have
there.
Agreed about this before. Until such times as your scientific minds are able to put to one side all of that intellectual thinking of a physical sense, they will never fully find their answers.
Yes, and past civilizations that have, worked wonders from what you have termed spiritual attribute that arises more from spiritual thinking or spiritual awareness and not from physical thinking progression. Would I be correct?
Returning to your ancient peoples, the people of power within those communities, was always the individuals who had the strongest spiritual connections with our world. They guided the others along the pathway of spiritual knowledge. But unfortunately, mankind, how shall we say, became greedy for the fruits of the earth. And that spiritual knowledge soon became obsolete in many civilizations. You understand my words?
Yes, because that spiritual attribute could not be maintained.
Yes.
As a result.
Yes. But we have approached a time, as I have already told you, where mankind this time cannot deny his true spiritual self. And I am sure each one of you is aware of how much more open it is for people to speak about spiritual matters.
Yes,
yes.
Yes.
Yes. There has become more freedom of speech, freedom of thinking, and of course much influence from our world. I know you are all aware.
Yes.
Have you any more questions?
Yes. Could we say some more about the period of terrorism which the world is with at the present time? I believe the seer Nostradamus mentioned the date of July 1999 when the great king of terror, as he put it, would come from the skies. I feel that he is connected with Osama bin Laden, and probably his flying to some location where an important meeting took place to set up the cell network of terrorists that we know exists, and this has led to September the 11th and many other atrocities. And Nostradamus also indicated that the period of terrorism or terrorist war would continue both before and after the date given. And I think he has rather cleverly put it thus. Now I'm thinking that the period is a very important period in which we are further developing spiritually, and it's probably helping a number of people to live with fear and cope with that emotion. Perhaps I'd be glad of any commentary you would have on any of those points.
Yes.
Perhaps we should stop there for a moment and
yes.
See if you have words for us.
I understand what you are saying, my dear friend. Always upon this earthly planet, there has existed here, whether it be on a small scale or a larger scale, as you call terrorists now, but fear has always existed. It is part of mankind's evolution that fear should be faced, no matter which way it is confronted. Much has been written about what you call terrorism today. May I just, my dear friend, again simplify this for you. What is the basis of what you call terrorism?
Obviously fear.
Yes. Let us simplify it. Yes. Those who commit what you call atrocities are doing what they feel is right, whether it be right or wrong, black or white. Remember what I have told you, my dear friends. There always is balance. There needs to be balance in your world for all to exist. Nostradamus, indeed, had foresight of many things, as have many other people who have come to this world. But remember what I have told you, that free will has the ability to change what can happen tomorrow. Do you remember my words about this?
Yes.
Let me speak a little about what you call terrorism in your world today. Throughout your earthly history, there have been many injustices by all of your nations in one way or another. There is no nation upon this planet who is free from that accusation. And we know that what seeds are sown, then you must take the consequences.
So there's the karmic balance.
You must always look to that balance, yes, before making any judgments.
So that might be said to be another, should I say, useful point about this period of terror in being a period for balancing karma.
Yes, partly. But as you have said, it is a time in your history for mankind to wake up to what it is important for him to know. Although there are many distressing things in your world, or distressing that you may feel, but in our world we see the fuller picture. Mankind is now awakening to the realization that fear creates many things. And to balance fear, there has to be love.
Yes.
Are you beginning to see where I am leading you?
Yes, yes. And you mentioned the the principle of being able to see the fuller picture,
and yes.
This period is perhaps just doing that, helping us to see that fuller picture.
Yes, it is a time of adjustment for all of mankind.
Yes.
It is an important time in your earthly evolution for all of mankind, not only those nations who are in disharmony with each other. I say to you, my dear friends, counteract all of this negativity by sending out your love, by helping others to understand what it is they need in order to live peaceful lives. Lives without fear. Lives without harm. It is achievable, but it will not come tomorrow.
Yes, another point had occurred to me, that St. John, through his vision in Revelation, he indicated important periods of history that humanity must go through.
Yes.
Period of conquest, period of wars, and so on.
Yes.
This period of terrorism seems to me to be another important period.
It is the catalyst before the understanding of peace.
Yes, wonderful. It's good to feel that it has an important point.
Yes. Remember always, there is never one level of fear or love. There is always many aspects to it. And again, we return to the way mankind thinks, that his intellectual thinking interferes with that spiritual thinking. And again, I say to you, my dear friends, that is the thinking which you must use if you are to be truly just. I hope those words have helped you a little in your understanding.
Yes, I'm sure those words will help. They go out to help very large numbers of people, because this is a period of our history that needs to be understood.
Let me repeat some words to you that are well known within your world. Love thine enemy.
Yes.
And with those words, I will withdraw from you this time.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Love thy enemy and do good to them that hate you. Yes.
But what is hate but fear?
Yes.
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 Yes. That's a nice connection. Wonderful.
As I leave you with our dear lady friend, perhaps you will sit and feel that close connection to those who stand by you once more.
Yes.
As always, my dear friends, I leave you in love, in understanding, and with those who love me most.